cover student loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
3:04, Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to talk Major League Baseball. Cal Eldred will stop by, and we will talk about many things in the world of baseball. We'll talk some college baseball as well with Cal. Speaking of baseball, a lot of topics to get to before we bring in Cal. Also on the program today, your chance to pick up a $30 gift card to La Cantina. We'll have your opportunity to do that here in just a little bit, and a whole lot more. Coming up, Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, right here on KGYM. Don't stare directly into that large orange-yellow globe or orb in the sky. We haven't seen it in a long time. Still windy and a little bit chilly. But man, is it nice to see the sun out. At least peeking out today. Going to come out a little bit more tomorrow. And I think we're over the worst part of it. Get into some May temperatures. Welcome in, Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM. The main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Your local sports programming block getting underway here on KGYM. We got an NBA doubleheader and some Major League Baseball coming up tonight for you. Beginning at 7 o'clock, we will have NBA action. It'll be game 2 between the Boston Celtics. Want to make sure I have this right here. The Boston Celtics taking on the Washington Wizards, Mark, and then that'll be followed on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. Game 1 between the Utah Jazz and Golden State. Baseball fans, Minnesota and Oakland go at it tonight on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. That begins at 7 o'clock as well. So a lot of things going on and overlapping at this time of the year.
Indeed, snowing in Minneapolis yesterday, but decent today as temperatures in the mid-50s. I'm sure it'll be cool at game time, but certainly better than yesterday. That game will be played.
Going to be played tonight. And yesterday, we were kind of kidding around. Yesterday was the official start of practice for baseball here in the state of Iowa, mm-hmm. High school baseball. And there were various schools and coaches that put out pictures of their diamond or their complex yesterday. And from Northwest Iowa, and a lot of them were covered in several inches of snow. And yeah, so it'll go away as quickly as it came, but still, that's not a good thing for May 1st, is it? That's a bad thing.
Yeah, you're thrown inside, aren't you?
Yeah, you are. You're going to keep finding a way to get better and better out there, but going to get better, no doubt about that. Coming up in the show, Cal Eldred will join us here. We will talk baseball. Plenty of things to talk about on the field and off as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. As I mentioned, also little college football news locally to let you know about, and some national college football headlines that we can kick around as well. Another baseball anniversary we'll let you know about here in just a little bit. Let's start things off with some college football news here today, Mark. And if you'd like to comment, 319-366-1600. That is a Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Strike one for the little guy out there.
Mm-hmm.
Literally and figuratively. Coe College, their record-breaking running back, Trevor Heitland from Cedar Rapids Kennedy, who set all kinds of records, second in the Gagliardi Trophy last year for the D3 Heisman, the D3 Player of the Year Award. He has been invited to the San Francisco 49ers rookie camp. Now, does he have a long road to hoe? Yes. No doubt about that. But just to get an invite like that as a Division III player says a lot for the ability of young Trevor Heitland.
Yeah, NFL teams don't bring in just anybody, and Coe has had two players in the NFL in its history. Fred Jackson, of course, the most decorated, and Kerry Bender, who played one play for the Buffalo Bills. Heitland is a long shot, there's no question about it, but it will be a tremendous experience for him. Should even make the practice squad, that would be a tremendous accomplishment. But the fact that he was invited at all is a story, I think.
It is, and we wish him all the best. But yeah, it's a story. It's a Disney movie if he makes it, is basically what it is. And I've known Trevor for a long time, and I think he's got the opportunity to lead. He's going to put forth his best effort. There's no doubt about that. And it's an honor just to be invited to an NFL camp like that as a D3 player. So congratulations to him.
Absolutely.
Today. Congratulations to him today. Mentioned college football, and for what it's worth, and this is basically just coffee talk. This and a quarter will buy you a cup of your favorite brew, as long as it's not at one of the biggies. But you've got the top 25 post-spring practice, top 25 put out by Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports. And it's like you said, it's your usuals, except there are a couple of exceptions in here. Do you want to venture a guess who is the preseason? After spring practice and before preseason, going into spring, summer, number one.
Does it start with an A and end with an A?
It does not.
Oh.
Does not.
Perhaps that's where you should start. Florida State. Okay.
Yep. Francois back at quarterback, and quite a few players. They lost Dalvin Cook, lost a few top-line defensive guys, but Florida State is Dennis Dodd's preseason number one. Alabama's not too far behind. They're at number two, so rest easy, everybody out there. Everything's going to be okay in Tuscaloosa. Ohio State number three. Could it be Ohio State's year next year? They lost a lot on the defensive side of the football. I know that, but they bring in Kevin Wilson, who I thought got a raw deal at Indiana. Very good offensive mind to work with JT Barrett.
I agree.
I just watch for Ohio State. Watch for them next year. Not like you shouldn't watch for them every year, but I think Ohio State's going to be right there. USC at number four.
Good quarterback.
Very good. Maybe the best quarterback in the country. Penn State at five.
Got a ton coming back.
Including Mr. Barkley running the football. And probably the leader in the early Heisman Trophy Derby that's not a quarterback, would you say?
Barkley?
Yeah. Saquon Barkley at this point. Washington at six. I think that's a little high because they lost a ton. The Washington Huskies did. Now, Jake Browning does come back, but he lost all his receivers, and they lost three defensive backfield players that went either in the first or second round in the draft. The rest of the top 10, Clemson at number seven, they lost a ton as well. Stanford right there at number eight. All they do is death taxes, and Stanford winning at least 10 games a year is what Dennis Dodd puts down. Oklahoma at number nine, and Auburn at number 10. And it's just some of the highlights of the others. Oklahoma State at number 11. It's Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, depending on who you want to survey as far as the Big 12. They're a favorite going into the year. Number 12 is the big one. Is the big roll of the dice, take a big swing team. South Florida. They went 11-2 last year. And Charlie Strong, of course, taking over. Coming from Texas, well, left Texas. And so he takes over the Bulls program down in Tampa. Michigan 13. Wisconsin is in at 15. K-State at 17. Now, this is the every other year deal for Bill Snyder. He likes to go into the junior college ranks and bring a lot of them in. And when they get to their second year, Bill Snyder usually does very well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the second year for Jesse Ertz and a lot of those people. So they've got them at number 17. I'll just throw Tennessee in there at number 20 just because why not to throw Tennessee in there. Texas at 22. Is that too high?
5-7 last year.
Just because Tom Herman's coming in there?
I think it's high.
I think it's a little high. And West Virginia at 24. The number 25 team is Miami. So there you go. For what it's worth, little coffee talk out there or a latte talk or whatever the case may be. But it's pretty much the same folks out there. No Wyoming and no Iowa.
As it will be when the preseason polls come out.
I know you're a big proponent of not having a poll until October or November even.
October? Yep.
I'm leaning more and more of your direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, it's going to be the same 25 teams. It's just in what order you're going to put them. And really, doesn't matter until October, November. So why put out a poll? But you got to put out a poll so people can talk about it. Like us, right?
We bit.
15 past 3.
319-366-1600 is our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Learn more at jkainvest.com. 1238, Dukes. Dylan Stapleton played defensive back for Coe. He is playing semi-pro football over in Germany this summer. Nice note.
Very good.
Talking about the NFL. Players to play in the NFL from Coe. I didn't know there was a league in Germany.
I did not either. I didn't know that. Maybe we'll get him on the show.
Cajun Troy, where's LSU? That'd be Baton Rouge, Cajun Troy.
No, they're in there. Hold on, Troy. Let me help you out here. Your Bayou Bengals. They are at number 16. Number 16. See, they're going to be in the top 25. LSU's going to be fine. They're going to be fine. They lost a ton, but they always lose a ton. And we'll see how they play for Mr. Orgeron down there. I just like watching him coach. I think he's a cool dude. So, Ed Orgeron, we'll see how that plays out. 319-366-1600. Going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in a little bit. Baseball today. Baseball trivia, Mark. What happened on this day? Put your thinking cap on. Doesn't happen anymore, and I think this might be one of those records that might stay for a long, long time. 1991 on this date, what happened in baseball history? A record was broken. I'll give you that hint.
1991.
Yes, I know the Twins won, but it wasn't anything to do with them today. Has to do with the Oakland A's. The Oakland Athletics, who you can hear tonight on 107.5 FM, but he will not be playing or leading off for that team.
Ricky Henderson.
Yes.
You have to do with stolen bases?
Yes.
You said it would never happen again?
I don't think this. I think this record might not be broken.
Stealing home?
No, he broke the stolen base record.
Oh, okay.
Broke Lou Brock's stolen base record. But do you think that's going to be? I mean, the stolen base is basically gone.
How many did he steal?
Ricky in his career?
Harden. How many that year?
Let's look.
Well, Billy Hamilton is probably, the best base stealer in the game right now?
Can't steal first, Mark.
Exactly.
Again, one of those, the late, great Coach Herkelman, one of his greatest things, you can't steal first base.
Ryan from Walford knew that one.
See, I knew everybody was going to chime in there with it. Ricky Henderson, stolen bases. In his career, 1,406 stolen bases.
How many did he steal? 91.
91. He stole 58.
What was his high?
130. Think about that. He went over the century mark three times in stolen bases. Now, if you get 30, you lead the league in stolen bases.
He's the leader right up there in leadoff home runs in games, too.
Greatest, is he not? Greatest leadoff. He is the home run leader for leading off games. Is he the greatest leadoff hitter of all time?
I'd take him.
I think he is. I would think, I think he's number one. Tim Raines is right up there, too. But I think Ricky Henderson, there's no doubt, he is the all-time greatest leadoff hitter.
If I had him, I'd probably move Dozier down to number two.
He was only caught stealing 335 times. I mean, think about that. 1982, he stole 130 bases, was caught 42 times. And how many walks? 2,190 walks in his career for Ricky Henderson.
He's good, man.
On base percentage of 401. How about
that? Was that his last year, 91?
No, 2000. He played until age 44 sparingly, got 30 games in 2003 with the Dodgers, and stole three bases there. His last real big season was 2001 with the Padres, when he played 123 games and still stole 25 bases at age 42.
I wonder how much Cal Eldred faced him during the years.
We'll find out.
Cal was in both leagues, of course.
That's true. That's true.
And he had to face him in Milwaukee when Cal was with Milwaukee.
Had to. We're going to talk about that. We'll ask Cal about that. We had a brawl last night. Well, we had a dusting last night between the two Texas teams. The Rangers and the Astros went at it. Also ask Cal about our poll question, Mark, at Emil's Hideaway, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway.
Yeah, this is a subject that John Smoltz broached the other day, and has to do with all the injuries to Major League pitchers. Noah Syndergaard, the latest, I guess. KGYMRadio.com is where you can find it. What do you feel is the biggest contributor to injuries when it comes to Major League pitchers? We give you four choices: poor mechanics, overuse, managerial handling, or poor training staffs.
All those have been talked about as far as the Mets are concerned. With they've got a bevy of pitchers right now, that great rotation that they thought was going to be around for a decade or so, and it's in shambles right now. And we will say overuse can be both as overuse right now and overuse going back to even when you were a preteen. Because a lot of the guys that are now in Major League Baseball, this group of major leaguers that are coming in, early 20s, mid-20s, that's your first group that really started playing year-round baseball. I mean, you had your Southern States doing it for a long time.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting to it.
Okay.
Southern States always playing around the, you know, all year-round baseball. But as far as the rest of the country catching up, this is about the first group that, again, threw a lot of pitches. A lot of pitches through their youth. And I think it's starting to catch up a little bit. So we kind of lump that into overuse, right?
Yes.
All right. So we'll talk about that. We'll get Cal's thoughts on that as well. If you want to chime in, 319-366-1600. We will take a break, come back, and we'll talk with the former major leaguer Cal Eldred. When we return after this, you're listening to the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class with Scott and Mark here on KGYM.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll. Hey, Colonels. Hey, 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 Colonels.
this Friday is Guardians of the Galaxy Night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free t-shirt commemorating the release of the new Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 movie. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town. And party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Let the good times roll.
April showers bring May dollars. KGYM is giving you a chance to win cash each day in May with $100 a day in the month of May. Listen each day to Mike and Mike in the Morning for a phrase from the show. Then later on the gym class in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, we'll play that morning's phrase. And caller number 6 will win $100. $100 a day in the month of May. Sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City. Right here on KGYM. They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class, KGYM.
3:24 here on the gym class, Tuesday edition here on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Chrysalis. No, I beg your pardon, Caddy Smack coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Brian Haas will join us in studio. Rick Swan from Rob FM will be joining us coming up tomorrow as well. We're going to talk with Lisa Miller from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department, among other things, coming up on the Wednesday edition of the gym class right here at KGYM. What we're going to do right now, give you an opportunity to win as we get ready to talk to Cal Eldred. All this week, we are giving away a $30 gift card to La Cantina. There are three locations. They are located in the Fountains of Edgewood Road, downtown Cedar Rapids, or in the Lincoln View Square in Marion. And we've got a $30 gift card that would be wonderful to use on Friday when it's Cinco de Mayo. Or you can have La Cantina cater your upcoming graduation party. And check them out, all three locations. And you can spend Cinco de Mayo over there on Friday. Margaritas, 2 for $5. Draft beers, 2 for $5. And $5 appetizers all day Friday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. We're going to give you an opportunity to win that right now with caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Go ahead and give Alex a call, and he will take down your information here. And we'll find out our winner coming up here in just a little bit. Cal Eldred set to join us right now here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. Happy Cinco de Mayo week, Cal.
Yeah, it's, you bet. My parents stopped by with some May baskets.
Oh,
old
really?
School guys, just the other day.
That is old school, man.
That is.
That's the way they did it in Urbana.
Well, that's, you know, that's the tradition, and none of the kids were arguing about getting all the candy.
Nobody is. I can imagine that.
Cal, we were talking earlier about Ricky Henderson in 1991. The season in which you broke into the major leagues, Ricky broke the stolen base record, and we were tossing back and forth whether that would ever be beaten. But my question to you is, Cal, in your days probably in the American League, maybe the National League, did you frequently see Ricky Henderson?
Yeah, I did early on, especially when he was with Oakland, and then later on with Toronto. And I think he's one of the guys that really made me learn how to hold runners. And he made you look into it. He made you study it. He made you study him. And he was a guy that I learned that holding the ball, in other words, coming set and hanging on to it and holding and holding and holding and then going maybe on a 4 count or a 5 count or even stepping off was one of the best things you could do to hold a runner. So whether he knows it or not, he made a lot of pitchers better.
But he could put a team out in front with swinging for the fence on the first pitch. He did that frequently, too.
Absolutely. Another guy that was like that was Chuck Knobloch. I know Chuck didn't hit a lot of home runs, but, Mark, he was a guy that had that kind of power. But Ricky had quite a bit more power than Chuck. But he was a guy that because you didn't want to walk him, I think at times he wasn't your leadoff hitter that, if you just laid it in there when you got behind, he was going to possibly hit a double. He was a guy that could take you out of the ballpark and put his team up 1-0, and that's a huge advantage, especially with some of the teams he played on in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest leadoff hitter of all time, in your opinion?
Yeah, I would have to say so. I mean, there's there's some guys, you know, that I know of. You know, maybe in the history of the game I'm missing somebody. But with to Mark's point, with the power that he had, the ability when he got on to wreak havoc and make a walk or a single turn into a triple, and just as much damage with him being on the base paths and then splitting the attention of the pitcher gave the 2-, 3-, and 4-hole hitters probably some mistakes to hit, no question.
I don't think the stolen base record is ever going to be eclipsed. Am I wrong on that? Baseball is cyclical just like everything else. It'll go back to the running game becoming important again, but it's not going to be broken for a long, long time.
No, and I think because of the style of the game's changed, yes, there's more home run hitters, but ballparks are smaller. It's more about hitting some home runs, driving the ball in the gap. You don't want, you know, on-base percentages become a big deal, but on-base percentage is not stolen bases. There's so many people, new people in the game from an analytics standpoint that say stolen bases are one of the worst ways to produce runs. And so it's going to be tough. You take a guy like Billy Hamilton who's that fast. I mean, I don't know if you put him and Ricky side by side who's faster, but knowing how to steal bases is also an art. And it does take that speed, especially to be able to steal as many bases as Ricky.
We've talked here and there about this subject, Cal, but it's in the news again because of what Hall of Fame pitcher John Smoltz had to say and his theory as to why today's pitchers keep breaking down. This is on the heels of Noah Syndergaard going down and others, and there's a lot of points to debate here, but Smoltz thinks that, you know, if you compare it to let me just read you the quote. He said, I'll call it the red line factor. When you keep running your engine above the red line, you're going to blow it out. If you race your car too hard for too long a period, it's going to overheat. We're getting dangerously close to every pitcher redlining when he really doesn't have to. I guess your comments on that.
Well, you know, it's interesting that John goes there. When it comes to this topic, I don't know that I've heard John say something that I disagree with. Because he has gone, his point right there is specific mainly to what I would say be professional pitchers. But we're doing the same thing to our younger kids when they go to showcases and they throw an inning or two and they're at the red line. They're trying to throw as hard as they can, the nastiest breaking ball as they can, and they do it at different intervals. And so there's a lot of starting and stopping when it comes to throwing, and I'm not talking about in a week. I'm talking about over the course of a year. Colleges are the biggest culprit when it comes to that. But to John's point, the red line thing, when I got hurt with an elbow and when I was pitching with the White Sox, that was Tony La Russa's comment because he was managing the Cardinals, and that's who I was pitching against. He said, you were throwing so hard and with effort, he said that you get concerned when you see a pitcher there. And that's exactly what John's talking about. And every pitcher has a different red line. For some guys, it might be 91. For some guys, it might be 98. And so John's exactly right. But the games come to where the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings, they want guys out there redlining, and they think that's the best way.
I almost don't get it, though, Cal, because, I mean, a century ago, it wasn't uncommon for both guys to start both ends of a doubleheader. And were they throwing 78 or what? They never redlined?
I think that the deal is number one, you can argue this. You said the strike zone was bigger, and the ballparks were bigger. And so it was maybe harder to score runs. But I also, there's more to it than that. And I think that, I cannot remember who the analyst was, but I was listening to a ball game the other day, and it was a guy who's a former pitcher, and he was talking about how he's looked into it and said that we'll use 6 pitchers in the last 5 innings. And he looked at it and he said that the quality of pitches hasn't gotten any better than it was 25 or 30 or 40 years ago when you only used 1 or 2. And what it comes down to, that's funny, I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina with our A-ball team, the coaching staff, and I were just talking about this. No matter how hard you throw, you still have to locate the ball. And it still has to be in a good location because these kids have learned how to hit. They can hit a bullet. And so it still has to be located. And so if you can locate it and then have gaps between your fastball and one or two of your off-speed pitches, then you're destroying timing. And that's when John Smoltz says, you don't have to redline all the time. That's exactly what he's talking about.
Are we, in talking about that, Cal, are we losing the art of pitching? I think that's what you're getting at right now. It's just get the ball, throw it by the guy. We're losing like the Greg Maddux type, and maybe that's a bad example because there aren't many Greg Maddoxes out there. But Greg Maddux would change speed so well. He'd hit spots. Yeah, he might get an inch or two in the corner, but he earned that over the years.
Bronson Arroyo's 40 and throwing, you know, tops 83, but he's still on the hill, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, here's the thing. Yes, the answer to the question, are you losing pitching? Yes. But yet, look at the guy who's thrown the best for our organization, the Kansas City Royals, Jason Vargas. He's left-handed, but he pitches more like Jamie Moyer than he does Randy Johnson. Mm-hmm. And you talk to Jason, he understands. I've got to change speeds on my off-speed stuff. I change speeds on his breaking ball. And he knows he's not going to throw the ball by him. You guys get Mike Boddicker on the show, and he's going to tell you 100% we're losing pitching because he didn't rely on throwing the ball by people as much as I did. But throwing it by them, there's a time and a place for that. And it's when you... No matter how hard you throw, you still have to locate. That's just the bottom line. And plus, lots of times, it doesn't take as much effort. And there are guys that know how to pitch. Your Greg Maddux is an elite guy, not because he just because he located, but he located with movement. That is the epitome of pitching, being able to make a ball look like it's going to be 6 inches outside, and it's actually 4 inches on the plate. That's what Greg Maddux had over guys who can throw a pitch that, yeah, it looks like it's going to be 2 inches off the plate and it's actually on the corner. That's a different scenario, but that's what made him so elite.
So in Syndergaard's case, and maybe others, he throws his fastball, probably mid-90s, and I think his slider is also in the low 90s, so he might be better off to throw at 86, 87.
Well, I think you look at a guy, and I think there's a perfect example that has pitched through this time period over the last 15 years, and that's Justin Verlander. Because when he was at the top of his game, there were times when he knew he could throw 97 or 98, but he would pitch at 90 to 92. And you guys being White Sox and Twins fans, you saw it.
Yep.
He would 91, 92, 93, which is very hard. Don't get me wrong. It's still very hard and hard to hit. But he could command that. And then when he wanted to, he'd step on the gas pedal and throw harder. But Justin also had exceptional off-speed stuff. But he would have went to an even higher level if he could have located his off-speed stuff better. He'd be the first one to tell you that. And John Smoltz will tell you that the year he won the Cy Young Award, the thing that he did the best was locate his fastball.
Yeah.
And so it comes down to command, and it does sometimes backing off. I was told that my whole career, guys. Cal, you got to learn to back off. You got to learn not to step on the gas pedal all the time. And when I started to learn how to do that, sometimes backing off means not trying to throw your fastball 100%. Throw it 80%, and sometimes that's your best stuff. And also, instead of going to the fastball all the time, throw your changeup. Be smart.
Yeah, with Verlander, before we get to a text here, you got that chance to get that extra little 2 or 3 miles per hour.
You see in the seventh and eighth, ninth inning with him all the time.
When you need it, and then you're not expecting it. So I agree with you.
Yeah, what we don't see, guys, is there's one of the things that God has done and has blessed a few people on this planet with is the ability to throw harder as the game goes on. And a lot of your good pitchers will do that because they get comfortable and they know they get comfortable in the game and on the mound and with the hitter. And Smoltz knew and Verlander knew and Maddux knew once they got a guy out the first or second time, they knew exactly what they were going to throw to him the third time and the fourth time. By that time, the game's over with. But that's all about pitching.
We have a comment and two questions for you, Cal, on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. First of all, 6739 says the small strike zone hurts baseball. It can be boring to watch. Batters stand on the plate with body armor. We need to increase the zone and let pitchers compete.
Well, and
as a pitcher, you wouldn't be opposed to that.
It's really hard to hit. It is really hard to hit. But number two, I can't argue with it. And what has been proven is if the strike zone is called over the plate, don't give pitchers off the plate outside or off the plate inside. Make them throw it over that 18 inches. And that's what's important. But if you could call a little bit of higher pitch, I think the game would move along a whole lot faster. But yes, you can't pitch in. You get a lot of pitchers who are nitpicking, and that does lend for very long games. So I can't argue with that. There's a lot of people in the game, though, and you guys know this, that say that the pitchers already have so many advantages, we need to give more to the hitters.
A couple of questions here. It's Ask Cal Day here on the Gym Class. Ryan from Walford wants to know your favorite places to play and pitch when you were pitching.
Favorite and least favorite.
Yeah, least favorite and favorite.
Well, I think I played long enough that every place was my least favorite at some point. But you had some bad days. But I would have to say some of the older ballparks were some of the places that I really enjoyed pitching. Fenway was a place that I loved to pitch. Yankee Stadium was a place that I really, really enjoyed pitching. I had a lot of success at home in Old County Stadium. But one of the newer ballparks, I remember when Camden Yards came in, I know it's a home run, a place where guys hit a lot of home runs, but man, you felt like when you're standing on the mound, you're right on top of the hitter. And so I really enjoyed pitching there. A place that I had to really learn that was tough for me, another old ballpark, was Old Tiger Stadium. That was tough.
Yeah.
And I had to really work on my brain to get myself to say that I was going to pitch good there. And, of course, some of that may have had to do something with that lineup.
73-72 wants us to ask you, Cal, if the Royals miss Dyson and if they should keep all the pending free agents for the year for a year-long going-away party if there's 7-10 games below 500 at the All-Star break.
Well, a going-away party might be nice, but first and foremost, we can't afford to keep them all, and they know it. And I think that's part of why our team has struggled a little bit. These guys want to do well. They're great people. They're good ball players, and I think they're putting a lot of pressure on themselves. I think they'll get this figured out. But I would have to say that if we're not in it and we're close to that trade deadline, there's going to be some trades that are going to be made. With who and who goes and who stays, I'm not sure. That I really don't know. We'd love to keep all of them because they're homegrown guys. But there's just a demand that they're going to be able to demand salary-wise that we're not going to be able to match. And so I think that the key is, a great thing would be able to be playing hunting for the playoffs and getting in the playoffs and then worrying about it in November.
Some on-the-field stuff, Cal, before I let you go here. I know you're on the road, but first thing, injuries. That was kind of the big thing. We mentioned Syndergaard this week, Baumgartner the week before, and now Washington loses Adam Eaton for the entire season with a tore-up knee. And the Nationals have the best record right now anyway as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. And seems like something like this happens to the Nationals each and every year, and it happens early this year.
Yeah, and they you know, whether it's – and losing him really hurts. I mean, it is a huge, huge hiccup for them. They have to have somebody that's going to step up, whether it's Turner or Harper steps it up. I don't know, Bryce has been doing so well. Zimmerman's been doing so well. I think they can be okay, but that's a gap they're going to have to fill. The Cubs lost Schwarber early on last year, and we're able to fill that gap. Good teams fill those gaps with some way, somehow. The Mets losing Syndergaard, that really hurts because Harvey's not quite back to where he was. And, you know, those injuries, you know they're going to happen. It's just the depth and what position does it happen. that can hurt you the most.
Cal, is Harper, Zimmerman, Murphy the best middle of the lineup trio out there? Are they just all off to phenomenal starts?
Offensively, Zimmerman's a surprise in that package, but I think he is now position-wise in a place where he's most comfortable, and he knows that he doesn't have to be a dominant guy defensively. He's playing first, and I think that it's relaxing with the plate, and he has some protection around him. And as far as being able to know that they can barrel up the ball, I think that, without a doubt, that's the most scary group.
Then you throw Rendon in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Who had a season on Sunday.
Yeah, they're a little bit of an old-school American League group that they can all take you deep.
The National League Central, Milwaukee playing really well. Oh, they're tied with the Cubs for first place. Cubs not playing so well right now. I don't think there's any reason to panic in the north side, but what you read, some people are panicking.
Well, I don't think there's time for panic. I think you look at some of the teams that have been in the playoffs recently, in Toronto, Chicago, Cleveland. I know Cleveland's leading their division, but they haven't been hit on all cylinders. And so, thankfully for some of us in the American League Central, they haven't been hitting on all cylinders. And so there's some teams that have a little playoff jet lag. And I think the Cubs, they've gone after it a lot the last two, 3 years. And the other thing is, the top of their lineup has changed. And I think that that's, not having their regular leadoff guy in Fowler, maybe that hurts them more than I'm really giving them credit, giving Dexter Fowler credit for.
And the pitching has not been what it's been the last couple of years so far, but it is early. It's only 25 games into the season. Before we get your top five, where are you at? Are you out in the minor leagues right now?
Yes, I'm with our Lexington, Kentucky team, Lexington Legends in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Nice. Beautiful day in North Carolina, I would imagine, right?
75 degrees, fellas. It wasn't that hard to get on that plane this morning.
Well, if the sun keeps coming out like this and it gets warmer, that grass is going to be ready for you to cut when you get back.
Oh, no question. The girl's got to pick me up. But the other thing is everybody knows those mushrooms are showing up out there.
That's right.
Also.
Yeah, there you go.
Top five, Cal, and I don't envy you because so many teams have gone like 6-4, 5-5, 4-6 in the last 10. So maybe the bottom of the top five is a little tougher than other weeks.
I'm going to tell you, this was not necessarily easy. You got a couple teams, three teams really, that have been playing really well. And even Baltimore slipped a little bit this last week. But I didn't change my top five a whole lot, mainly because of what you're talking about, Mark. You got some teams that, could take off. I mean, if Washington takes off, I know they got the best record, but if you're this early and you're 8-9 games over 500, you're in a great spot. Mm-hmm. My top five, the Cubs have another week like this and they're going to slide out. But Varek, number five right now. And especially with Milwaukee being even with them. But I got the Yankees that jumped in there at 15-9. I know they've lost two games in a row, but if they win one of those, they're tied with Baltimore for the lead in the division. So, and then the Nationals are number three. They're the best team in the National League right now. There's no question. And obviously losing Eaton at the leadoff spot does not help them at all. We'll see how they fill that gap. But then there's been two teams that nobody really wants to play right now, and that's Houston at number two and Baltimore at number one, and maybe I should have a little flip-flop because Houston seems to be hitting on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, doing very, very well, despite the fact some people not really hitting the ball as of yet for the Astros. But like we said, it's early, 25 or so games into it. All right, Cal, enjoy the beautiful weather in North Carolina, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday. I always appreciate it.
That sounds great, guys. Get out there and enjoy some baseball.
Indeed. All right. Thanks, Cal. 3:48 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Congratulations going out. If you can't get a jacket, you might as well, you know, pick up the next best thing, right? And go have a great Cinco de Mayo.
I swore this guy won in the last 30 days. Is he eligible?
No, he's eligible.
Okay.
He's eligible. Our friend Justin from Cedar Rapids.
Do we have plans Friday?
I don't. Can always, you know, you can always work your way into.
Because I got
plans.
A text here. It said first round of margaritas are on the Pin Pals.
Justin of the Pin Pals.
He wins the $30 from La Cantina.
Congratulations, Justin. Appreciate that. They're just waiting for summer leagues to get underway. They're year-round bowlers, you know. They're hardcore. They're already getting ready for next year, Mark. You do realize that.
Good for them.
Coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, chance to win from the Amana Colonies Golf Club. They've got a great, great deal. Golf plus a cart, some practice balls. They'll have a chance for you to win that coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Also, don't forget, between now and 7 o'clock, your chance for $100 a day in the month of May. We're giving away $100 each day of the month, with the exception of Memorial Day Monday, to one lucky listener out there. Listen in to Mike and Mike in the morning, and then listen in to Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show. We'll take a break, come back, have more for you after this.
Right now at the Home Depot, pros can save up to 20% on bulk price shingles or up to 30% on bulk price insulation. If you're buying a lot of either one, those are some pretty hefty savings. But we don't stop there. With next day job site delivery, you won't have to wait long. Or choose in-store pickup, and you won't have to wait at all. Save a whole lot of time and money with bulk pricing on shingles and insulation. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details. U.S. and Guam only.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Many entrepreneurs love the flexibility that comes with owning their own business. Cabbage offers a line of credit of up to $100,000 with the flexibility small businesses need. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can use any amount you need when you need it. Cabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses and is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Why trust the parts pros at Advance Auto? Because if there's one thing they know, it's parts.
Thank you for calling Advance Auto Parts and Battery. This is Taryn. I can help you.
I'm wondering if you guys do battery installations?
Yeah, absolutely. It's free of charge.
Do you do wiper installations too?
Yes, that is also free of charge.
Wow, all that's free.
We also do alternator and starter testing for free.
Wow, you guys pretty much do everything.
Yes.
Any chance you guys handle dry cleaning?
Well, not quite everything.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. And now get a $20 Speed Perks reward with any battery purchase over $100. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
Guess how many Americans are disgruntled employees? More than half. Maybe they're like Jason, who worked third shift scraping maggots out of garbage trucks wearing a hazmat suit. Then Jason went to My Computer Career and ditched that hazmat suit for an IT career in less than 6 months. So if you're disgruntled, go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet just twice a week on campus or live online. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
3:52 here on the Tuesday edition of the program. Caddy Smack coming your way tomorrow. We'll be joined in studio by Brian Haas of Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. Rick Swan of Rob FM will be joining us as well. And Mark and myself talking golf tomorrow. Looking forward to it. That'll be a lot of fun. We encourage you to tune in to the Wednesday edition of the program. Also, a reminder that the gym is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. Your organization has a charity or fundraising event coming up. We want to help you get the word out. Submit your information at kgymradio.com and click on Community MVP to get things started out there. So please do that.
Yeah, Joe on the text line asked, he said, you don't hear much about Legion baseball around here much more. Is that the perfect game effect? And we were kind of discussing that during the break. My son was playing, it would be simultaneously with the high school season.
Same,
and
yeah.
Go play somewhere on a Sunday. And I'm not convinced that most of the kids really enjoyed it until the postseason. And now, Scott, I don't know if there's a Legion team in town.
No.
Used to be a red and a blue team.
Correct. Certain schools went to the red team. Certain schools went to the blue team. And it's as of now, this is as of 5 years ago. And Legion was moved to spring. And they had the Legion state tournament ahead of the high school baseball season. And if you did play some games, you would play in really rotten weather and would have to travel a lot. Coaches usually didn't want pitchers throwing a lot at that point, so you can see why Legion ball kind of went away. Not many are playing, and that was 5 years ago. I don't know if... And now you can play with your team, your teammates. Coaches can't coach. Has to be... You know, a Legion coach that is not associated with your high school team.
Yeah, perfect game at a Springwood Bat League. I don't know if it still does or not, but I could not say that that pushed Legion baseball out. No.
3:54. We'll take a quick break, come back, let you know our poll question, and get you ready for the Todd Brommelkamp Show. All that coming up next.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at Austed's.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Getting in shape doesn't have to be boring or expensive. Visit Hull Bicycle Company today to check out their huge selection of new Trek FX fitness bikes. Starting at just $350, a bike from Hull Bicycle will help you stay fit while having loads of fun. With a full array of sizes and models, Hull Bicycle will help you find the perfect bike. Plus, their two-day service turnaround guarantee means more time riding and less time waiting. Visit HullBicycle.com or their revamped showroom in downtown Cedar Rapids. Hull Bicycle, since 1898.
The month of May is here, and so are the sounds of racing.
Back again.
It's Race to Win. Monday, May 8th, the gym class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show will have your chance to match and win a grid full of great prizes, including general admission tickets to the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500. Starting Monday, your chance to win Indy 500 tickets and more with Race to Win, right here on your local sports leader, KGYM.
Race to Win is brought to you by the Okjoke Inn, Acme Tools, and Dr. Pepper Snapple Group.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
Yeah, more chances for you to win starting on Monday with Race to Win. We got $100 a day in the month of May going on right now. We've got a great $30 gift certificate from La Cantina. We got Race to Win coming up, $100 a day. Man, we got everything going on. Keep it right here.
We do indeed. Can't stump Scott Unash, that's for sure. During the break, I asked him, I ran across the last major league pitcher to start both games of a doubleheader. Snap. Wilbur Wood, 1973.
Well, he was a White Sox.
Very nice.
Knuckleballing White Sox.
It was
Wilbur
a fluke, Wood. Fluke, because he couldn't get the first six batters out. They took him out and he said, all right, they're going to trot him out there again for a nightcap.
Can't do it again.
73 was the last time.
Yeah, so It has been a while. More baseball talk coming up next with the Todd Brommelkamp Show. They'll talk some sports as well. Don't forget, we've got baseball tonight. The Twins taking on the A's from Target Field, 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM. And at 7 o'clock tonight, a doubleheader of NBA basketball. Playoff action, 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. It will be game two of the Washington Celtic series, followed by game one of the Utah Golden State series. So, basketball coming your way tonight. Caddy Smack tomorrow.
See you then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here at KGYM.
Mother's Day is almost here. And for a lot of us, it's going to be tough because we won't be there to celebrate with mom in person. Well, with 1-800-Flowers.com, you can still